The post-match interview.
So I think we might be going down to the rooms because Renee Gehring, he's working overtime downstairs. Who you got, Renee?
We've got Jake Calajajan here.
Fire away. Put some questions to him.
Definitely. On it.
Oh, no, he's coming. Oh,
he's coming. Sorry, won't be a second. Just need to hear. Jake, thanks for your time. Appreciate it after a big game. Obviously, a good game by yourself. Really pleased with the win.
Oh, absolutely. Every time we want to run out here, we want to play as hard as we can. And they're a great opposition, West Coast, so we knew how to bring it for four quarters. So it was a really pleasing effort.
The defence as a group, you look like you've all really come together this year particularly. Is there something that's changed, you think, from last year as a unit, or is it just more experience as a group?
I think it's just more continuity as a group. Like, we know each other really, really well down there, each other's games, our strengths and weaknesses, and I think we just mix really well. I think we're attacking a lot better this year as well, because I think we're a really defensively good unit, so it's been pretty pleasing as well.
Jake, it's Ian Cohen up here. I've just had a crack at your skipper for saying I think the forwards are a bit selfish. He actually returned serve by saying you're doing such a good job down back, but we are desperate to get you a goal up here at K-Rock Football. You've travelled now 76 games without splitting the middle. How much temptation is when you're 10 goals up just think, might just get off the chain here and maybe be a forward option? Come on.
Absolutely. It's well known in the club. Scotty has bring it up. He's bringing it up quite a lot. I've had some opportunities. Oh, I've missed a few goals. I've kicked about 6 points or something like that.
You have?
Yeah, it's pretty tempting to squeeze down there at times and try to pinch a goal, but hopefully it'll come soon enough.
Well, what's got to be the threshold? Because surely if you're 10 goals up on the home ground, that's when you can do it. I mean, what are you waiting for? 15 goals up? 20 goals up?
No, 10 goals up's all right. Might have to squeeze down fat side and see if I can pinch one over the back. Who knows? Maybe Hawkey can handball one off to me as well, like he did to Clarkey.
He was gifted that one.
Oh, absolutely. I need one of those, I think.
Jake, Joel did say that that there was the records around about 180 games of someone playing without kicking a goal, and he was hoping to steer you in that direction. So, so you've only got about another 8 seasons of not kicking a goal.
Yeah, I'm nearly halfway there, boys.
Collar, it's Scooter here, mate. I've been in the box with the boys tonight and just admired your work. And we're just wondering, you boys call yourself the Misfits down back. Just wondering where you fit in there. Like, why are you a misfit? Because you've played footy your whole career. Is it just because you're from Tassie?
I think it's just I'm from Tassie, mate. That's what it's come down to. I'm not too sure. There are a bunch of really good blokes down there. We really get along. It's a really good tight-knit group.
Jake, you got so much versatility as a defence. Yourself, Jack Henry, O'Connor, even Tui to a degree, and Stewart. It's a great sort of fillip that you can sort of go in there and match up against anyone, be it for size, because you've got guys who can play a bit taller than they need to be or shorter than they need to be, and it's fantastic to have that versatility as a back six.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the beauty of our back line. We've got guys who can play on anyone, talls and smalls. We can hand over a lot more than probably other back lines can. We just back the guys in. They've been really solid so far this year, and we're loving playing footy down there.
What about you? You're sort of 70-odd games into a career. Do you look like you're feeling as comfortable as you have as an AFL player?
Yeah, definitely. I'm coming into my sixth year now. I know the system really well, probably the ins and outs, the way we want to play, and I'm feeling really comfortable back there. And it definitely helps when the footy team's going really well. You as an individual can lift as well.
Cola Kingy, do you have to look over your shoulder a little bit, knowing that, obviously Zach Tui missed the first few games, but, eventually Buse will be right, and, Clark's not going to spend a lot of time out of the side, that you've just got to be on your game every week, or somebody's going to unseat you, and you're going to be running around in the VFL?
Yeah, absolutely. This has probably been probably the most competition for spots since I've been at the footy club, so you've just got to be on your A game every week. There's guys that really want to come back and fit in as well, so it's a beauty of the footy club at the moment. Guys are really pushing for spots, and it's really lifting the training standard, so it's been a win-win for the footy club.
What are you working on in terms of your craft, I suppose, to make you a better footballer than what you are? Is it something you've been working on at training, or is there a focus that you've got to add another layer to your game?
I've been speaking to Nigel Appin quite a bit on my attacking stuff. I think my defensive stuff's been pretty solid over the last few years, so just trying to add that attacking layer, get a little bit more of the footy, and probably just a bit more smart to my running patterns and stuff like that.
Jake, do you call Jordan Clark fry pan ass?
No, mate, no, definitely not.
Apparently that's his nickname.
Is that the rumour going around?
No, well, that's his nickname.
Tommy Atkins came on after the Melbourne game. Yeah. And because Jordan, I think, in game one wore fairly big white shorts. So he went to Eddie Betts' cupboard and grabbed Eddie's shorts out and wore those. And he's got no backside, so Tommy Atkins just started referring to him as fry pan ass.
Oh, that's very good from Tommy. But Clarkie's a star, mate, and, hopefully he can slot back into the team. And he's had a really good start to his career, and, hopefully he can build on that.
Mate, the boys used to give me a bit of stick about up here about not having a girlfriend for a long time, but just wondering what your status is at the moment. Are you heading down to Lammy's tonight just to see?
Nah, mate.
What, he doesn't kick goals?
Bit of a stitch up kit. Nah, I'm still single, mate, and you know, I need to get a few tips off you, I think. You're locked down now, so.
Yeah, I think my missus was listening to K-Rock at the time, so that helped, so big K-Rock listener.
Single and ready to mingle is Jake Collar-Jasny, ladies. Keep an eye out. Collar, really appreciate your time. Loving watching your evolution as a player and playing a really key role down in the Geelong defensive units. Great stuff. And Essendon next week, another challenge. Looking forward to that. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
Jake Collar-Jasny joining us on K-Rock Football.
The post-match interview.